Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
Oh, yes. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Go ahead and choose the salutation that applies to you. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and boy, do we have a beautiful day today. It's probably only about 65 degrees Fahrenheit. It is raining. It's not raining so much as it's sprinkling a little bit. And it rained earlier today, or this morning when I was sleeping in the wee hours before dawn, it rained a little bit. So it's kind of damp. I'm at Maplewood Park. I'm heading into the ravine that is near my house so that we can look for mushrooms. It's been fairly cool, like in the 70s for the last couple days. Plus, we got a nice cool day today and the rain. So I'm thinking we should be finding some fungal growth. I'm walking through a field of grass and old cottonwood trees, approaching the entrance to the ravine. And there's lots of molehills all over the place in this grass. And I have seen moles down here in the creek. So here we are. Here's the entrance where we can squeeze through here. Yeah. Okay. Here we are. Oh, yeah. Man, there's enough canopy here that this dirt is dry. Okay, so I can see down into the creek now. I'm looking around for dudes. Any dudes down in here? I don't see any. I've got my little camera with me so we can take pictures of mushrooms, but I should probably have an arm free at this point because now I gotta work my way down the ravine walls. And this is a steep hill. Luckily, it's not as muddy as I thought it was going to be. So it's not deathly slippery, just moderately slippery. Oh, and I think I'm about to walk through a pretty big web. Oh, yeah, we got a quintuple web here. So I gotta find a stick here. Boom, stick, break the web. There we go. Okay, so we're clear to continue. Almost down to the ravine floor. There's birds cawing. There's another big web here. And this spider's working on it. Can I just duck underneath this web? Yeah, we're going under. I hope I remember that it's there on the way back. Otherwise, I'm going to go face first into that one. We're going to need a web stick, though, because here's another web. Okay. I'm dysfunctional today. Geez, more webs. Clear out these old webs. These are last night's hunting webs. Okay. Yeah. We are now down here on the little path that runs alongside the creek. Creek bed is just a couple meters to my right. What's in the water? Is that a shovel? No? Can't tell what it is. Anyway, I want to go over here to where there's some logs and this little sub-ravine that feeds water down from the golf course. Okay. So here's my little log that I love so much for its, what is that? Is that a dude? No. That's a log. Thought I saw a mati or something up there in those, in that ivy, in that shrubbery, but no. All right, so we have, geez, another web. God, a good thing I got the web stick out. It's a webby. The big disappointment, though, is that this log, it's not doing much of anything. There's a bunch of tiny little crown coral mushrooms on this log, but they're old. These are not fresh and new. There doesn't seem to be any... Well, you know, here's some mycelium running. But yeah, no, there's not a lot of action going on the log. However, under these leaves over here, what is this? Oh, nope. I thought I found some scarlet cups or something of that nature, but no, it's just a piece of red plastic halfway buried in the dirt. Well, I thought this place was going to be hopping today. I thought we were going to get some cool action down here. But no. Alright, so let's walk over here to these other logs. There's a mati den over here, too. The first time I ever saw a mat down here, he was right over there. But there's no matis here today. We got a crow up above me somewhere making all kinds of noise. Probably barking out warnings. Oh boy, look over there. Across the creek at the base of a dead tree, there's a really nice mushroom growing out from the side of the tree. It's not a polypore or anything. It looks like a, I don't know, like a foliota or something. Can't really tell from here. I'm too far away. But we gotta go over here and check this log too. Oh, this log sometimes has stuff on it. And it does have a little bit of stuff on it right now. Teeny tiny little mushrooms of various kinds. Oh, and here's a coral at the end of it that was hiding behind another stick. Now that I'm at this angle, I can see it. It's a nice coral mushroom. I am not going to take a picture of it, though, because it looks like it's a little bit old and tired. What else we got down here, then? Geez, do I need to be on that side of the creek? There's no good place to cross around here. And besides, I'm worried about flash floods. No, not really. Oh, it's a beautiful, drizzly, rainy Saturday afternoon. And I'm out looking for dudes in the creek. And I can see some dude paths. Look at that path right there. That's obviously a marmot trail. But I don't see any marmots. And I don't see any mushrooms. This is kind of disappointing. Oh, is there any way for me to... Uh-oh, is that rain coming? Or is that just wind? I think it's just wind blowing the trees around me up there. Up there, 100 feet up in the air. Alright, so I'm sort of heading back the way I came because I can't go any further in that direction. So we're going to go over here and see if we can find anything else fungus-wise. Or maybe some dudes. Where's my mutties? Okay. I really like the look of that mushroom there across the creek, but we are not going to be able to get to it. In order to get to that mushroom, we'd have to go back out, go back, drive, get in the car, drive all the way around. Well, look, here's some mati footprints down here at the edge of the water. Okay, so there's been matis around here lately, or recently. Okay, now I think it is raining. a little bit harder. Where's my dudes? All right, well, should I try to go over here and do any of this business over here? Or am I just going to walk through some more webs? I don't really need any more webs. But, so I'm whipping this stick up and down in front of me, making sure that I don't go face first into some spider webs. Okay. So, if I come over here, what can I see? I can still hear crows going nuts up above me somewhere. I'm looking at the cliff wall that is the creek bed on the other side. And I'm looking at this wall, looking at all the hiding places where marmots could be. I don't see any marmots. I don't see any mushrooms. I'm looking upstream. And I'm not seeing any action. No action. There's no action. I'm not a telephone junkie. Oh, wait. Yes, I am. All right. Well, I think I'm going to bail out of this. Should I go up right here or should I go over there? I should probably go back up the way I came. And that way, I won't walk into any webs because I already cleared out all the webs on the way down. So I'm wondering, should I go to Harrenhaven? What should we do? Still, I'm swinging my spider stick around. Which way did I come in here? I came in here this way, right? Alright, yeah, now I just duck right here, go under this web, and back up the bank. Ooh. And it takes some effort. It's steep. It's better than 45 degrees here. And we're back up at the top. Okay. So I'm walking out of here. And I think I'm going to head over to Harrenhaven. Would you like to go to Harrenhaven with me? Maybe we'll see some dudes in the rain. Because that's what the rain is good for. Keeping the people away and letting all the dudes do their stuff. So, and there's a squirrel spying on me. Hi, squirrely. I see you. I got a 50-yard walk to my car and a 5-minute drive to Harrenhaven. It's going to take me a little bit, but it'll only seem like 3 seconds to you. Count along with me. 3, 2, 1, 0. And here we are at lovely Harrenhaven. The downside is that even though this seemed like a great move, there's a whole bunch of cars here. There's like 4 cars here. A bunch of people doing stuff in the building. So I don't know if we're going to find any dudes out here today. I'm trying to think, what are all these people doing here? Oh, it is a Saturday. And I think this is the Saturday. Each month on, I don't know, it's the second or the third Saturday of the month. I don't remember which. You know, they have educational programs. Usually, you know, this consists of somebody doing a little talk or a lecture about something that vaguely pertains to things that are going on here at Harrenhaven. And so as I walk into the forest here, I'm pausing to look at that tree back there. There's a massive mushroom. What is it? Is it an oyster? I don't know. But you know the tree and the mushroom I'm talking about. It always grows right there. And it's huge. It's about, at its widest point, it's about 30 centimeters across, or 1 foot in American. Right in the crotch of that tree, big old mushroom. There's a birdie. He's almost sat on it. But we can't get back there. And even if I could get back there, it's too big. I couldn't get a picture of it. And then when I'm back here, there's, see, what's all that yellow stuff on that log back in there? Are those spores? Alright, I see some bushes up here that are moving in a strange manner. Did a bird just fly off there? Or is there some kind little dude up here? I like to come out here when it rains because, one, it keeps the people away. And the rain... Oh, that was just a bird. Something just went whoosh, 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 whoosh. The rain serves a number of beneficial purposes for me. One, it keeps people away. Two, it creates a noise floor that can help disguise the sounds that we make as we move through the forest here. And I'm looking around for dudes, especially in this area, because this is where I saw that baby a week ago. So I'm wondering if my deer family is in here today. I'm hoping so. And the funny thing is whenever it rains, and maybe it's just because it keeps the people away, but I have this feeling that all the dudes, all the animals that live here, they know somehow that when it rains, there's not going to be anybody walking around. And so they're always out on the out on the trails or where you can see them. And whenever it rains, that's when we start running into dudes and start seeing weird stuff. Although we're not seeing any particularly weird stuff at this time. I am still looking. I'm on the little path that winds by the sub pond. We're going to be able to see into the sub pond in a second, and it then goes out into the boardwalk. There's something in the bushes. Is it a bird? Is it a frog? I can't see it. But here we are at the sub pond, and there's nothing going on. I don't even see any frogs. Wait, no, there's a frog. I can see one frog head sticking out. Oh, there's another one. Okay, so yeah, there are some frogs out. But there's no ducks back here. There's no herons back here. So let's head out onto the boardwalk. Boardwalking it. We'll take a quick look out here to see if there's anything going on. And then back into the forest we will go. Alright, so, not seen any mushrooms either, but, you know, that's okay. I'm on the boardwalk. I'm walking out over the water. Who do we have out here today? Nobody. Are there any frogs at least? Yeah, there's a frog. There's a frog on a stick. There's a frog hopping away. I see no ducks. I see no herons. There's nothing going on. So we're gonna head back into the forest. Oh yeah, I gotta remember that we've already spent 12 minutes down in the ravine, so we've only got about 12 minutes left of this show. So we need to get into the forest to see if we can see some dudes before the time runs out. Oh, I'm enjoying this weather. I don't think my air conditioner has even turned itself on today at home. I got all the doors and windows open. It was last night at about 1:30. It's somehow, I don't know how I thought of it. I knew it was going to be a little bit cooler. So at 1:30 a.m. last night, I flipped over to the Weather Channel and it said it was like 64 degrees or something like that. So I said, woohoo! And I opened up my house, opened up all the doors and windows. Oh, and the cat was so happy. Pippa was running back and forth from the door that's upstairs to the door that's downstairs. And she was jumping up on the counter so she could get in the windows. She was having a good time. And that's what she's doing now today, too. All right, I'm walking over the land bridge. Nothing going on in the billabong. That's kind of weird, because when I was driving over here, you know, actually, I need to drive by the golf course. And right on the golf course, right there, next to the road, there was a big flock of geese on the fairway. And so I was thinking, oh, maybe there's geese hanging out in Herrenhaven. Haven't seen geese here in a while. I mean, and that's weird, because usually we get, oh, about a half a dozen geese that stay the entire summer. And now I'm walking into the wall blind to see what's going on in the back of the billabong. And nothing. No dudes, no duck lures, no herons. And even though I've never seen a blue heron back there, I have seen green herons back there. And I haven't seen any green herons this year at all, which is kind of unusual. I mean, we should be seeing them by now. So we're going to walk around Frog Harbor here. I'm looking down in there. I don't see any ducks or any scratties or anything. Do I see any frogs? Oh, yeah. There's a couple little frogs on some sticks here and there. Hi, little froggies. And now we're going to walk through the main part of the forest here. And this is where we saw the deer. Was that yesterday? Or was that the day before yesterday when we saw the mommy and the two babies? Our family of deers. And they like to hang out back here, right under the ridge. So I'm walking slow. Excuse me, I am walking slowly. I do know what an adverb is, and I do know how to use them properly. I can speak English when given the choice to do so. I'm looking around. I don't see my deer buddies. I did hear something behind me, though. Was that just a bird or a squirrel romping around? Or do we have deer back here? We could have deer back here and we would never see them. Because this is the super, super dense part of the forest. I mean, you can't even walk into there. There's just so many bushes and trees and stuff. What was that? Oh, it's just a squirrel above me. Yeah, he's looking for walnuts. He's in the walnut tree. He's gonna get a yummy walnut. Oh, and he's shaking the tree and all the water on the leaves has just fell on me. I got rained on by a squirrel. He thought that was pretty funny. Got a lot of practical joker squirrels around in here. What is that sound? Sounds like there's something back there, but of course I can't see and I can't hear when I'm talking. You know, I think it's another squirrel, because I just heard a sound that sounded like the grinding of a walnut shell. So there's probably a squirrely back there chewing on a walnut. All right, so here we are at the bridge that overlooks the turtle reproduction pond. And there's no dudes. No dudes. I see no duckies. I see no turtles. I see no herons. There's no dudes. So I'm going to turn around and I'm going to look behind me. Try to see up onto the ridge, because there's the spot right back there where the deer love to hang out. I don't see anything. Not that I would be able to anyway. They could be there. We'd never know. Huh. Alright. Well, we got about 5 more minutes. So we better head over to the big blind. See if there's anything out there. I'm predicting we see a bunch of ducks. because the ducks have been hanging out over here a lot lately, which is unusual. I mean, I've never, this year, although we haven't seen as many marmots, there sure have been a lot of ducks that have stayed here over the summer. Usually we get a few ducks in the spring and then that's it. But no, here we go. All right, we've hit the jackpot. We've got a boatload of ducks. There's at least 30 ducks all sitting down on the new log. And there's a duck sitting over there. I think it's a duck. And there's some ducks sitting on some of the other logs. And then there's some ducks sitting on the tree. Oh, I spooked him. He flew away. I think it was a wood duck. Yeah. And there's ducks everywhere, including in the delta. There's at least a dozen ducks in the delta. And we have a blue heron. A blue heron in the delta. Who is it? Oh, I think it's Black Cap Chappie. Yeah. He's got his hat on, and he's fishing, and he's stalking. He's got his neck contracted. He's looking down into the water. He's slowly striding. He's about to make a strike. There's another dozen ducks just sort of floating out in front of Goose Island. There's some other ducks out there, way out there. All the duckweed has sort of blown away from this end of the pond. I'm going to stick my neck out of the blind here. And look at those ducks on the new log. Yeah, we got half a dozen sitting on the log that goes this way, and we've got at least 30 on the new log. Oh, I think I just spooked another duck. Sticking my head out, I spooked the other duck that was sitting here on the log right in front of the blind. He's swimming away a little bit. He's like, oh, I'm going to see what's going on over here, because I don't know what's going on with you. And Black Cat Chappie, he's still striding around. He's looking for some yummy fish to give him a chomp, because herons need to eat lunch too. And that's nice. So, I'm just looking around. A lot of ducks. And there's some weird movement in the trees across the pond in that little peninsula that sticks out. What? Is there something in there? Is it just a squirrel running around or some birds in the bushes? Yeah. And that and the wind. Oh, I do love that nice, cool breeze. I hear a bullfrog. He's honking. Grunk, grunk, grunk. Alright, well. there's another bullfrog answering the call. Brunt, brunt, brunt. That's a funny sound. Froggies. Okay, so I'm also just checking out the rim of the pond here, just making sure that there's nothing stalking all these birds. Well, something's making waves. Oh, there's a ducky taking a bath. The ducks have taken over Heronhaven. Usually this is a bastion of goose support. But not today. All right, well, I'm leaving the big blind and I'm going to start heading out of here. But we're going to run out of time before I get back to my car. So I should probably take this moment to say to you that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day, no exceptions, at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. I'd like to thank you for listening today, and you should tune in tomorrow, because who knows what other weird stuff we'll run into. Bye!
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.